Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? I've just been handed an urgent news story, and I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
Kid Rush Radio. Kid Rush Radio.
Oh man, that's kind of a cool beat. Special shout out to my main man, Mr. MC1, Marcus Anthony Gwynn, for mixing that. You know, we always try to come up with something new, something different. You know, he's kind of my go-to guy when it comes to my intros and my outros. I hope everybody's doing good this evening. If you're out on the East Coast, please stay warm. Please be careful. Please stay inside if you don't have to go anywhere. Got a lot of friends in the D.C., all the way up to New York area. I know you guys were hit hard, so I just keeping you in my prayers. I want you to know that. Today is January the 24th, and it is getting real. We have two football teams left in the football season. Heartbreaking. I cannot believe that in a couple weeks football season will be all over. It's kind of cool. It gives me these next 13 days, next 2 weeks to be a professional and analyze everything, and you know, analyze the matchup between your Denver Broncos and your Carolina Panthers. It's going to give a Going to go ahead and call it now. Carolina is going to win. Broncos played a great game today, 20-18. I know a lot of my family up there in that northern Arapaho, Wind River community. I know you don't want me to hear it, but you got to have a quarterback that has an absolute arm. I mean, this is the world championship game. You can't float passes anymore. Carolina's pretty quick. But that Bronco defense won it for you guys today, 20-18 over the New England Patriots. I know Chief Swag is feeling good this evening about not making it tonight. Also, 49-15 beatdown. Carolina Panthers put it on the Arizona Cardinals. I know Josh So. Isn't feeling too well tonight. His team got spanked too as well. And it wasn't even a game. It was a spanking. So don't feel bad, Josh. If you guys barely won, I mean, if you guys barely lost and Carolina barely won, then, you know, I can understand play here or there. But y'all got kicked. Clarence Thomas, you guys got kicked. You know, don't even worry about it. You got next season. Oklahoma City Thunder. They get hammered tonight, 116-106 at Brooklyn. That's terrible. That is absolutely terrible that we're almost halfway through the season and we have already lost 13 games. Terrible. And I don't know what's going to happen. I don't know what it's going to take, but I'm going to tell you right now, we can't compare ourselves one bit to San Antonio Spurs or the Golden State Warriors, and we have Westbrook and Durant. And we're still playing like this. But other than that, you know, finally, I want to plug a film. It's called Room, R-O-O-M. It's a Canadian-based film. You have to check it out. They filmed it. It took a month to film up in the Toronto area, but it's based on a story of, I don't know if you guys remember, a few years back, there was a young lady who escaped a basement and it got out in public, and she ran for help and found out that her and some other young ladies were held captivity for over 7 years or whatever it may be. Just a crazy story. It was a real life story. I don't think the dude that did it is on this earth anymore, deservingly so. But the film kind of made me think about what a lot of our women go through. They're held in captivity even today, even tonight. They could be in an unhealthy relationship, an unhealthy situation, and they think that they may not get out of it or whatnot. And so it just really hit home with me, just thinking about how a lot of our women have, you know, are going through something right now that a lot of us can't see, and they hide it very well, and they're told to hide it, or there'll be some consequences. This is where, you know, domestic violence has its, this is where it's successful, is when you're great at hiding things like that. And, you know, if there's any young ladies out there, you don't want to be in an environment, you don't want to be in a situation, just get help. It doesn't matter. Get help and go to whatever lengths and whatever measure it is to be safe and to keep your family safe, keep your children safe. And if you don't think that there's hope, trust me that there is. That's what we're going to talk a little bit about tonight. But domestic violence is a huge topic. It's a huge epidemic. And, you know, just start looking after each other. Start taking care of each other. That film also kind of made me think a little bit about a lot of our Aboriginal sisters, a lot of our Native sisters up in Canada that come up missing. You know, it's sad, you know, sex trade, this, you know, all this stuff is huge in not only Indian country, but in America. And we have to stand up, and this has to stop. And we have to, you know, overcome this and a lot of other concerns through our prayer, through our spirituality, which we will be talking about this evening. So a great film. I'm sorry to get off that, but it's a great film called Room. Go watch it and just give it some time, and it's going to come around. And if it doesn't make you think about any type of situation, then, you know, you wasted an hour and a half, 2 hours, but it's an amazing film. So let's get started this evening. Have patience in your spirituality. Most of the time we find ourselves exercising our faith when times are tough and needed. I would like to shed some light on utilizing our spirituality when times are great. Faith and spirituality wasn't created to be a quick fix. It takes plenty of discipline and obedience to understand the powerful gift that it has been given to each and every one of us. And I just want to say tonight just how grateful that I am, you know, for my family, and how grateful that I am, you know, I am for, you know, the things that Creator has put in my life. You know, I know that there's a lot of times when I get real frustrated, and, you know, I get worldly. You know, I worry about things too much. I try to blame a situation too much, or I try to, you know, find a consequence, you know, something that I should have did, or, you know, whatever it may be. But, you know, the beat goes on. This is how life is. And, you know, one thing about spirituality that I've always said this in my talks is that it goes with you in the highest places. I mean, it will be with you in amazing moments, but it'll also be with you in very, very dark places. And that's one thing that I love about spirituality, is that it will always go with you. Spirituality is up to you. It's not up to your partner. It's not up to your husband, your wife. It's not up to your boyfriend, girlfriend. It's not up to your friends. Spirituality is up to you. If you're going to exercise it, if you're not going to exercise it, if it's going to be effective, if it's not going to be effective, you know, solely up to you. And, you know, one thing I want to encourage everybody, you know, my listeners this evening, is that it's not a quick fix. It's not one of those things. And I firmly believe one of the reasons why a lot of individuals don't practice spirituality is because they want it to happen overnight. They want it to happen with a quick prayer. They want it to happen with, you know, just a quick get me out of this situation, I'll never do it again. And when you're out of that situation, you find yourself right back in it. You know, spirituality, two key words about spirituality is, being disciplined and being obedient. So I bought this home about 3 years ago, and, even today, I still can't believe that I live in something this awesome. Yeah, I love my home. I love, without being materialistic, without being, a showboat, I love my home. I love what my home stands for. I love everybody who's in my home. And I love the work that I do today. I love the fact that I have the opportunity to travel all across the United States and work in various tribes, work with various organizations. And I want you to understand something, that this didn't happen overnight. I didn't order a kit. I didn't order the Billy Mills kit to be a successful motivational speaker. I didn't get I didn't go to Howard Rainer's seminar and, the next day I was had money in the bank and I can go out and do a lot of really cool things, It took time and it took patience. As we get into tonight's talk, today I was looking around and, I was looking at the pictures on the wall, and it was neat because it was like a museum, it was like a museum. Like I just went from picture to picture and just, man, how grateful I am, and this was just to myself, and to be honest with you, one of the reasons why I was doing that was because, I've been frustrated the past couple of days, I became a nonprofit about 2 months ago, and doing this line of work isn't easy. I mean, it's number one, it's not easy just to get up and leave your family and go on. But the other thing too is that, you have to work. You got to get out there, and you got to want to share your message, and you got to want to do these trainings. And it takes me away from my family, and it's sad on the nights before I have to travel, but because of the grace of God and because of the good hospitality and the good host and the good community that I'm going to, it makes it fun, it makes it easy, and it makes it, comforting, when I do leave my home. And, the fact is that if I'm boring, if I'm not productive, if I'm not effective, then people aren't going to call me, and there's a lot of things that I have to put in to being able to go out and work in different communities, everything from my faith. I really got to give it to God that, those phones ring or people will email me, and it's not about money. It's not about, being known, being, popular, because I'm not known. I'm not popular. I'm just doing what the Lord is allowing me to do because I wanted to do this. I asked for this. I signed up to go out and be an advocate. And sometimes you're broke when you're an advocate, but you keep doing it, And faith plays a big part in that department of continuing to get my name out there, continuing to go out to these different communities. Another thing is, working out, exercising, promoting health, promoting wellness. I don't want to get up some days and go to the gym or go hit my running trail. Most of the time I do, but there's times that I don't, but that's just part of my agenda. That's just something that I have to do because when I do travel, I have to be healthy. When I get up on stage, I have to look healthy. I have to look the part. So, and in my workouts, spirituality is right in there. It's right in the mix with that. And that's one of the things we talked a little bit about last week is, it was about, what is your wellness? My wellness was spirituality. This week we're talking about, be patient with your spirituality. Don't think that it's a quick fix, because if you think it's a quick fix, you're going to give up on spirituality. And when you're patient and disciplined with spirituality, you'll learn over the years that spirituality will never give up on you. Spirituality comes from Creator. It comes from God. It comes from our Heavenly Father. It comes from Tukashala. It comes from Creator. So Creator won't give up on us. And certainly his medicine, his seasoning, won't give up on us as well. We're the ones that give up on spirituality. You know, we find ourselves in a relationship and we pray to get out of it and we get out of that situation and we're doing good out of that situation. And then we start missing that significant other. Then we get back involved with that significant other. And then when we're in it, all the dirt comes out again, all the behavior comes out again. And you know what? Then we get mad and we say, well, you know, I tried that whole spiritual thing and it didn't work for me. And, you know, and then when we don't understand, when we don't understand spirituality, then that's when we start saying, oh, that's a white God, or that's an Indian God, that's a false God, that's this and that's that. That's when we start, you know, bringing that out. When we don't really sit back and learn about spirituality, you know, learn about things like that. You know, I got a, my son, he's got a friend who's another nationality. He has another religion. They're great friends. And he's a great kid, you know. And one thing that is really, really bringing this relationship out with my son, and he's actually one of my athletes as well, is just the person that he is and what he stands for, and you know, his perspective and his angle and his point of view. See, one of the biggest problems that we're facing as a globally, one of the things that we're facing as a nation is we don't want to look at different perspectives. What we want to do is say, this is the right way, that's the wrong way, this is the Indian way, that's the white man way, this is our way, this is their way, this is the real God, this is the false God, this is that, you know, and we go back and forth with that, you know, and then that's when we don't develop spiritually, is because we're not being disciplined, but instead we're trying to say why something's right and why something is wrong. You know, not everybody has to agree with me. I'm okay with people not agreeing with me. I think that's one of the beauties in life, is that, you know, we can give our perspective, we can give our point of view, and we can find differences. But with the beauty in that is that we can all still get along and learn about each other and empower one another and be empowered by the person that we're, you know, having conversations with and whatnot. So there's just a lot of different things, you know, when it comes to spirituality, it takes a lot of prayer, you know, and that's one of the reasons why we pray every single night, is not just because, oh, you know what, I prayed. Oh, you know what, I prayed. Everything is good. Everything is great. We've turned prayer into a ritual. We turn prayer into this. This is where we took prayer. We can talk about somebody, and we cannot like somebody. Then we can pray and give thanks to God, and then when we say amen, we cannot like somebody again. We can put somebody down again. We can back. You know, we can stab someone in the back continuously. That's where prayer is. That's how we've said that it's okay. You know, prayer is just a ritual. It's just something that we do because it's out of respect and it's out of different things like that and whatever it may be, you know. But prayer is a movement. Prayer is a movement. Prayer is a wonderful opportunity to get closer and closer to Creator. Shut the door, baby. Shut the door. My little 2-year-old came and told me good night. And I just want to give a shout out, man. My baby girl had her birthday on Friday. That should have been like the biggest news, my baby girl. She's 2 years old. And what she learned 2 years later is that you can take those little eye masks that you wear at night so you don't have to see the sun or whatever. She uses that as a sports bra. I guess that's what she learned at the age of 2. But anyway, going back to what I was talking about, I'm sorry, she came in and told me good night. But what I was going back to, you know, talking about was that, you know, about prayer, it's not just a, hey, God, thank you for the day. Bless me and let me go out there. You know, prayer is a relationship, building relationship with Creator. It's talking, it's having conversation, It can be done with your eyes open, your eyes closed. It can be done in walks. It can be done in study time. It can be done in prayer. It can be done in singing, whatever it may be. You know, and that's where a lot of your talent comes out is through prayer. You know, you can be doing on in a lot of different things. You know, sometimes you can do it publicly around everybody, but sometimes you can just sit back in your office and, you know, stare at the ceiling and just throw ideas out there and kind of conversate and, you know, different things like that. I don't want this message not to be boring, so I'm trying to pick it up here. But I just want to shed light on that is that prayer isn't something that you just do. It's not a quick fix. Spirituality is not a quick fix. And at the end of the day, where we're having problems is when we say, this is my spirituality, and it works for me. That's not how spirituality works, period. You can't do things and say, hey, you know what? Spirituality works for me this way. You know, you have to work for spirituality as well. To have a relationship with spirituality, to have a relationship with Creator, to have a relationship with your faith, with spirituality, you have to be committed to it. You have to be disciplined. And you have to be obedient in it. And sometimes it doesn't make sense. Like, I'll pray, and some of the things doesn't make sense. It don't make sense, but it's, well, I don't understand. It doesn't make sense to me. What do I do? Well, I got to keep praying about it, and I got to keep praying about it. I'm going to run down a little list with you this evening, and then I'm gonna take it home for you. So the beginning of 2015, I had a little New Year's resolution, and in my New Year's resolution, I said, I want you to put 10 things on my heart where I can improve. Not 10 goals, not a New Year's resolution, but 10 things on my heart that can help me improve. And I found myself, you know, one of them, it was to you know, pray for my wife. You know, the wife is head of the house. The woman brings life to the home. Everybody in this whole wide world are here because of a woman. And I used to joke about it, and I said, except for whoever Arnold Schwarzenegger had, you know. But, you know, the reason why I pray for my wife is because she is the provider. And, you know, for husbands, I want to talk to you out there. Moms, I want to talk to you out there. You know, anybody that has a mama, especially a single-parent mom, you know, growing up, you know, honor her. Always pray for your spouse. Always pray for your mom. Always pray for your sister. And treat her as if you want someone to treat your daughter like that. You know, treat your wife like you would treat your mom. Hold that up to the utmost respect. I know sometimes, you know, it can be hard. You know, ladies, I know sometimes, I know at one time probably you have your husband at one time, you know, he was, and, you know, after you guys got married and a few years later, he, you know, it's hard. You know, some days you want to throw him down to be a 6, but you work your way up to keep him a 10. I mean, that's just part of marriage. That's just part of, you know, siblings. That's just part of a mother and a son, a mother and a daughter relationship. You guys have your ups and downs. But I always want to make sure that, you know, Tyler is free from cancer. I always want to make sure that she is, you know, she has everything she needs in this home. I want to make sure that she, you know, she can, you know, always have a place where she has a say, you know, and to me that's important. So I always make sure that I, you know, that I pray for my wife, and that was one of my things that I wanted to do in 2015. The other one was just, you know, making the right choices. You know, my personality, my mind frame. I coach a basketball team, and I'm really mellow now. I'm really laid back, and I'm really chilled. You know, I was a competitive person, you know, my whole life, and I talked a little bit about that last week. I used to love to run, you know, state champion, national champion, most competitive dude in the world. I mean, I love to compete. You know, anybody that knows me, I mean, you may beat me at basketball, you may beat me in track, but I'm going to come with it, you know, and I'm not going to let up. And I'm 41 years old today, and I'll still get out there on the track, and I'll run with anybody, you know. I may, like I said, I may get beat, but I'm definitely going to bring it. It's not going to be one of those things where, you know, not that big of a deal to me, you know. So I really mellowed out, you know. And yesterday we were playing in a basketball game, and my basketball team, there's about five calls that that an official made, and I guess even the most ridiculous call was when there was no seconds on the clock and the horn went off, and she called a foul a second before the horn went off, and we already lost the game, but she was still trying to send the kid in line to shoot the free throw. And rightfully so, I guess that's the right thing to do, but when you got a bunch of little seventh graders who just had a great game, we lost by 2 points. It was like 33-31, and you know, we lost because we didn't box out. We didn't make a couple baskets. But just for that call to be like, wait a minute, I know the game's over, I know you guys are about to shake hands, but you know, there's a foul, you know. And even their coaches and their fans and their parents were like, just call the game. They had a good game, and let's let it go. And so they did, you know. But I was real cool, and I was real mellow about it, and you know. That's just part of spirituality, and that's just part of my choices. So that's the second one, was my choices in 2015. Then I have to make sure, I wanted to pray for all of my children, you know, every single one of them. We have seven beautiful kids between two of us, and, you know, we was always want to make sure that they're happy and healthy and, you know, hopeful, you know. We want them to have drive, goals, ambition. So I pray for my kids every single night. My finances, you know, like I said, this work isn't easy. I mean, there's this one song, and there's an Outkast song, and in the song it says, "If you don't move your feet, then I don't eat." So we're like neck to neck, and that's just how it is. If I'm not funny, if I'm not in shape, if I'm not informative, if I don't keep it moving, if I'm not aggressive on the microphone, if I don't have or say the right things, if I'm not consistent in my outreach, then people aren't going to call on me, you know. And so I have to be able to provide for my family. So I have to make sure that my services and my outreach is there, and that it's strong and that it's effective. And, you know, a lot of my finances just comes from Creator. You know, He opens up doors for me, you know. My Lord and Savior opens up some doors for me, you know, and it's not one of those things that, you know, I don't get oil money. I don't have a 9-to-5 job. I don't have, you know, anyone to kick me down, anything, you know. I do it. It's all from my heart, and it's all from, you know, just grinding out and making it happen, you know. And then my health, I kind of had a little scare, you know, with diabetes about a year and a half ago, as well as, you know, just had to go get a colonoscopy. I was trying to get a colonoscopy and all that, you know, just check on my heart. My grandfather died of a heart attack. My dad died of a heart attack, you know, and my mom had, my mom's side of the family had complications with, you know, diabetes. And so I always pray for my health. You know, that's one big thing that I'm always about, is praying for my health. And, you know, just also the other one, the sixth one is, you know, I pray for work, you know, and that's something I want to encourage you. Pray for your job. Pray for what you're doing. Whether if a lot of you don't like work and you got to go to it every Monday morning, you can't stay in your job, you know, don't quit, you know, or don't keep complaining about it. But just start praying for your position at work, and make it a priority. Make praying for work a priority, because whether you like it or not, your job is a priority. You may not like your job, but it's a priority, because that's what brings home food and keeps your house warm and safe and different things like that. So I always pray for my work. You know, just you know, getting on those airplanes and, you know, when I go get my run in or when I sit down and write a proposal or write a grant or, you know, a lot of you guys out there, you know that I send you emails about, you know, being in the area and, you know, we're coming to town and whatnot. But in that, every single invoice that I put out, every single proposal that I put out, every single email that I send out, I always pray and I say, you know, Creator, if you want this to happen, I'm going to give it to you at the very beginning, you know? And sometimes they call me back and they say, hey, you know what? We really want to book you. So get ready and we're excited to have you, you know? And sometimes it doesn't work out that way, you know, but I give all the praise and the glory to my Creator, my Lord and Savior. So I always pray for work, and I'm praying for a lot of my upcoming projects. I want you guys to visit ChanceRush.com. I want you to visit OneChanceLeadership.com, and I want you to look at some of the work that we got going on there. Them are projects that I have going on, and I keep them updated. I keep them consistent. I keep them accessible to anyone out there who wants to log on to any of my websites. And, I pray for things like that. I pray that the right people get on there, not necessarily to book us, but they get on there to say, hey, you know, this guy inspires me just by reading some of his stuff or some of, you know, his idea that he has. It gives me an idea, you know, to go and do my outreach. You know, so I pray for that. I pray for the projects that I have going on. One real quick project I want you guys all to help me pray for is a program. It's a foundation called Our Native Men. And the whole purpose behind it is to celebrate the lives of young Indian males and to encourage them, to get them ready for college, to keep them away from alcohol and drugs, to keep them from being homeless, to keep them, you know, from, you know, anger issues, whatever it may be, but just finding ways to reach out to our young men. I want you to be on the lookout for that website. It should be up in the next couple weeks. I've been looking for donors and sponsors and whatnot. It is a huge task. It's taken up most of my time. It's taken up all of my January. I'm not booked for any January events. And one of the reasons why is because I wanted to focus on our Native men. But don't worry, I'm going to get back out there in February. But I pray for the projects. I pray for ideas that I want to see happen, that are going to all go down. And that's something I want to encourage for you. You know, if you want to fix up your home, or if you want to start dating again, or if you want to, do more stuff, if you want to volunteer, if you want to substitute, whatever it may be, start praying about it now, because you'll have a better understanding and you have more confidence when that time comes for you to take on other responsibilities than what you're accustomed to. So that's one thing that I always make sure is just pray for your upcoming projects, you know. And you know, when you pray for them, you'll understand it. They may just be ideas, but sometimes we don't understand our ideas. We just have these ideas. And the reason why we don't execute our ideas is because we don't understand what all goes into the idea. I have an idea to do a tour, to put a tour together with MC1, Superman, Bunky Echo Hawk, and Robert Johnston. And we're going to do this tour, and it's a great idea, but it's going to take more than just a great idea to make it happen. And I'm going to put it out there tonight because it's a tour that's going to happen soon. It's just a matter of all of us coming together and thinking about it and, you know, playing our parts to make this tour happen. And it's a great idea, and we can talk about all the layout and all whatever it may be, but it's going to take everybody's role to get that done. If we don't play our part if you don't play your part in a project, and if you don't focus in on a project, and if you don't pray for a project, then your project is always just going to be a good idea, you know. And anybody out there that really knows me knows that if I say I'm going to do something, I really am going to go do it, and I really am going to go make it happen. It may take a minute, but I'm going to get there, and it's going to be effective because I never do something that I can't do. So, you know, the other one is people. You know, the eighth thing that I wanted to pray for in 2015 is, you know, certain individuals. You know, my buddy Kevin Fields, you know, down in Seminole Nation, you know, right whenever I came up with this this something what I want to do in 2015, he kind of, you know, creator was talking to him about switching up one of his job, you know, and do something else. And I just kept him on my prayer list. I just kept him on my prayer list, you know. You know, just different people like that. You know, find those people that you can pray for. If you want someone to pray for you, number one, call me up and I'll pray for you. Text me, I'll pray for you. Message me and I'll pray for you. I'll put you on my list. But everybody out there listening, if you really want to work on your spirituality, have a prayer list. Pray for other people. Pray for people who ask you to pray for them. Pray for people who have ideas. Pray for people that you may see in the news, whether it's good, whether it's bad. Pray for them. You know, that's going to strengthen your spirituality. And the ninth one, kind of crazy, is I don't really like to see them as enemies, but, you know, there's a lot of people, you know, that I may have hurt in the past. There's a lot of people that may have hurt me in the past. There's a lot of people that may love what I'm doing. There's a lot of people that may not like what I'm doing just because I'm doing it. You know, I want to make a difference. But a lot of times, you know, I don't want you to look at it, but it is kind of this way. You know, you got to pray for your enemies. You got to think about, what is an enemy? Is an enemy is some, as an individual, you're supposed to hate. An enemy is an individual that you never want to see again. An enemy is an individual that you hope the worst thing happened to them. That's the definition of an enemy. It's not, oh, I just don't like somebody. You can actually, you know, not like somebody and not let them be your enemy. But here's the thing. You have to pray for people that you may have a hard time with. You have to pray for people that you're frustrated with. You have to pray for an individual that you may not stand, because some of it is human nature. But that's what's killing this world, is human nature. I mean, let me take that wrong. What's killing this world are people who are just letting things go and not correcting them. And we think that is human nature. This is just how it is. But in saying that, and in saying this, you got to pray for the people that you may have differences with. Because when you pray for people that you may have differences with, then what's going to happen is that you're going to become stronger, because you're putting down your guard, you're pushing away your pride, and you're focusing on having a relationship with Creator, and you're focusing on having a relationship with this individual through, you know, through prayer. And through praying for them. So you have to make sure that, you know, you don't just pray for yourself, but you pray for others, and you also want to pray for people that you may have a hard time with. The last one of the 10 that I wanted to share in 2015, this is a point that I made last year, is the last one is our nation. Our nation, our world, and our nation, you know. And there's so much that I could talk about, especially right now with the elections about to come out, about the militants who are up in Oregon who occupied a tribal area, and how, you know, the FBI is, quote, working with them to resolve it, which they did not do at Wounded Knee. They didn't work with, you know, our Lakota people to resolve anything up in Wounded Knee. They came out and started shooting and killing a lot of individuals who stood up for what they believed in. And these people stand up for what they believe in, and they're in negotiations with the FBI. You know, then you have, you know, the President of the United States. You know, he didn't win the lottery. He didn't get lucky in the office for 8 years. He earned it. He worked for it. The people voted. The people put him in that position. And every little thing that he does, it's Obama's fault. Sarah Palin came out and said that, you know, her son-in-law his domestic violence issues is Obama's fault. You know, Indians are supposed to go back to Nativia, you know, different things like that. And it's acceptable, you know, it's acceptable. And this is why we have to pray for our nation, because we're at a place now where it is getting blacker and very whiter every single day. We just celebrated Martin Luther King last week, and it was amazing. Around 4 o'clock, I turned on one of these channels here, and they had an episode with Martin Luther King's talk. That night on the local news, there were 4 deaths, and all of them involved a black-on-black crime, you know. And that's just how this world's changing. Here we are on the day that we're supposed to celebrate somebody that changed the world, that helped change the world, and we're going to go out and we're going to see African-Americans kill an African-American on that same day, you know, on his birthday. So it's just a lot, you know. And when I say pray for our nation, and pray for our world, pray for our nation, pray for our community. Man, I do apologize for being on that. So let me run down that list again before I let you guys go tonight. You know, in 2015, I wanted to pray for my wife, my choices, my children, my finances, my health, my work, my projects, people on my prayer list, people I may have differences with, and my nation. And that's one thing I want to encourage you, is I want you to start praying for 10 things, and I want you to do that every single night. In closing here, you know, none of it had to do with something that was a short fix overnight, but it was certainly, you know, it took some time and it took some patience. Let me go over here to a caller real quick, okay? Let's go to this caller. Chance Rush Radio, how you doing tonight?
Hey, Chance, it's me again, John Soap.
Man, John, what are you doing?
Listen to you again. I lost connection, so I dialed on the phone to talk to you again.
Okay, well, I do apologize about that. Is it me? Is it my line or is it your line?
It was me. My phone. I was messing around. I was looking at a text that I heard today. You know, and that was just kind of went along with your what you was talking about tonight. And when I went to look for it, then I lost you. Yeah,
I'm going to give you
1 minute
to share it. Go ahead.
Well, I heard a quote today in an AA meeting. And I sometimes, you know, I go to AA and I get something, you know, take with me. I go to God working in my life, God working in our lives, an AA meeting every Sunday morning here in Shawnee. And somebody said something. And it just, you know, usually I get some that I'll carry with me all week long till the next week. And the one I got was, my spiritual direction has a direct connection to my relationship with God. And I just said, you know, thought, you know, that, you know, the whole title of your show tonight, Having Patience with Your Spirituality, you know, it has a direct connection with your relationship with God. Your spiritual direction does. So just, you know, I just thought I would throw that out there and to add, you know, to what we're talking about tonight. And I like this deal of 10 things to pray about, and sound like a good idea for me, and I'll take your advice on that and you know, put down 10 things that I want to pray about every day and take care of, you know, that, so, you know, to have that, you know, relationship with the Creator in that kind of way. So I appreciate your advice, and I'll just calling you again, just letting you know you got somebody over here listening to you, and I appreciate you. Thank you.
Well, I appreciate that, brother. Well, hey, Mr. Sobo, I do appreciate you too, and I want to thank you for that, and thank you for sharing that with us and all of our viewers. It's time for us to go, but like Mr. Stokes said, you know, take those 10 things and, you know, and pray and do it every day. It's not easy, and he'll tell you that it's not easy, But I want to thank you guys for listening tonight. Mr. Soap, I'm going to get a hold of you soon, okay, sir?
Okay. I appreciate
it. We'll talk to y'all tonight. Okay. Have
all
a good one, people.
All right. All right, later.
Man, Mr. Soap, cool guy. I want to thank you guys for listening this evening. We'll talk next.